Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, you can always reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com. You can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And today we have a special guest, Brandy Winch.
Hi there.
And I will not tell them how you told me to say your name, so we're just going to with that. She is superstar broker owner of City View ATX.
City View Realty.
City View Realty ATX. City View ATX is the website. And she is here, and we've been discussing a little bit of sports ahead of time, and she's got some opinions, doesn't she?
Sometimes.
So, did any of y'all watch NFL this weekend?
I did.
Of course. Why
yes.
not?
I mean, we've talked about it. And, yeah.
So there's some big stories out there, but one of the things that was kind of trippy for me was it took me a while to kind of get used to it, and they actually had the recording of the of the actual crowd, and I don't know. And it changed for different views and got quiet while the court. I mean, it was well orchestrated.
It really was.
I have to say, I'm not mad at it.
No.
I was like, you know what? Without it would be kind of weird.
But
it was weird having it.
Right.
So, yeah, it was.
I'm of the opinion that there were really fans there. They just didn't let us see it because of, you know, the pandemic and you're supposed to be socially distancing. But they really had 80,000 fans there. They just didn't show them to us. That's what I think.
Well, you think so?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, Brandy, you were talking about watching a baseball game earlier.
I did. I watched a baseball game this weekend, and it was interesting to see outside of the cardboard cutouts. They were CGI-ing the crowds from previous
like
games.
Like actual people waving.
Yes, people waving and standing. And I thought I had to watch a couple of rewind and fast forward to find out if that was real. And then it wasn't until I saw a glitch that I realized that, yes, they were imposing them.
Are we coming out of the Matrix right now?
We are.
Are we coming?
Yeah,
is this actually what usually does happen?
I know.
And
something.
People aren't actually going to these games? Have we been fooled this entire time?
That's the wave of the future, I guess.
Who knows?
We are in the Matrix.
Well,
we are not coming out of it.
I kind of pitch like, you know, having subtitles, you know, you're annoyed with it, you know, a French movie or something. Mm-hmm. But eventually you get into the movie and you forget about the subtitles. It's kind of like listening to the crowd noise a little bit. You just got to get used to the game and then you forgot about it.
Yes, the subtitle deal didn't work for me because I'm such a poor reader that I never get out of that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my God, that's the third the in this sentence and I'm on to the next You're channel.
Done. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Well, football games. We had some good ones.
We did. We
Tom
had some
Brady.
Good ones. We had some bad ones. I mean, Tom Brady, 3 games in a row with a pick 6.
Yeah,
that's
come on.
Impressive.
That's his first game. First game. That was last year. Come on. Tom Brady, okay, so he had some receivers making misroutes. So that can throw you off.
You know,
he looked good,
you know,
to a certain point.
Tom is a technician, and he what has made him, in my opinion, successful is that he's always outworked everyone else. He's been at the practice field. He's been, you know, making his receivers run routes. He's been in the film room, all that sort of stuff. With the pandemic, he can't outwork.
And he hasn't had a lot of practice with these receivers as well. So they're not on in sync, so to speak.
That's why Wes Welker can be, you know, the greatest slot receiver in the NFL because him and Tom were on the same page all the time. It's not because he was better than
anyone
else.
So Belichick was kind of smiling, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. You think?
Yeah.
Because he won his.
Yeah.
So the big battle out there is was Belichick the why the Patriots won, or was it Brady?
Yeah, right now it's Coach 1, Brady it's, O.
You're right. And it could be a combo of the two. We'll see that at the end of the year as well. But yeah. Right now it's Belichick 1.
Yeah. And they look good. I mean, you know, the Belichick, in my opinion, used the style of Cam Newton better than he's been used his entire career. And ran him a little, threw him a little, moved him out to the edge to throw, opened up the field. He did a lot of little things, in my opinion, that make Cam Newton very successful.
And I had to give it to him because he did mention that. He said, you know what, I'm not running this team like it was Tom Brady's team. Yeah. I have to adapt to what Newton's is his abilities are. And he did it, I think, very well. They won the game.
Yeah, looked good. And, you know, they're better than the cowpokes.
Well, oh, dude, oh, so you're talking about you think at this level of playing, do you think Dak's going to get his $1 billion a sign-on bonus or no?
I'm pretty sure they're eyeing who's that kid from Clemson? What's his name? Trevor Lawrence. I'm pretty sure they're eyeing Trevor Lawrence as the number one overall draft pick at this point. Cowboys just run the table 0-16, pick up Trevor.
Dak gambled too much on this one. If he doesn't, like I said, if he produces and gets to the Super Bowl or close to it, he could make some money. If he does not, he's out of there.
You know, the question is, did Dak do this or did his agent do it?
Well, it's got to be both.
Oh, yeah, let's just equate this to real estate. You know, Brandy, have you had a point where your seller is just wanting too much for their house and you had to bring them into reality?
Oh, that never happens in real estate.
Oh, happens
never? All the time in the mortgage never. Business.
No, I want a 1% rate. I'm like, yay. No.
Sometimes homeowners are like, the sun shines brighter on this house than anywhere else in the world.
Yes, of you know? Course.
Well, yeah, it happens, of
you
course.
You know, an excellent agent would have brought them together before the season started. Because there's just too much. He had, you know, in my opinion, the agent had to know there's just too much on the line with the pandemic, no preseason. No, you know, there's just so much out there, right? He would have brought them together and he'd have signed a deal.
I think that Dak was thinking, you know, because of Elliott and what have you, that they had him against the wall. They could ask for what they wanted.
Yeah.
And if you stomp the ground and pound the ground and throw, you know, temper tantrum, you might get it. And it didn't work in this case. He was asking for too much.
Yeah. Well, you know, in that window that they signed Zeke under has closed.
Right.
And you know, Jerry is he's not dumb.
And I mean, earned it.
Yeah, you know, and Zeke was the best player on the field in the offense. You know, but the offensive line is, you know, gone. You know, Zeke's the, you know, so it's now he's got to decide. Rookie quarterback, rebuild the line. That's what they need to do.
Right.
We'll see if they do it though.
We'll see he did not look good.
No.
Bottom line is he did not look good.
He looked a little bit worse than he normally looks.
Right.
So
a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Brady does come back out. I think that if I was to guess that Buccaneers are going to do a little bit better than the Patriots, I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
Over the year.
Okay.
Over the
you
year.
You think so? I do. Right. We see. Yeah.
I do.
The good thing for, you know, Dak is that there's one thing that will always fix your problems is to have the Falcons come to town.
Yeah, that's true.
So he gets to play the Falcons this weekend.
Well, I've not yet watched NBA. It's hard for me to do that.
Are they still playing?
I think they are. Yeah, I think it's you're getting close to the final two teams. So
awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. Good for them.
Yep. Good for them. MLB. I have been watching a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
No change for me so far because I was used to not many fans during the week anyway. Right.
Right. Yeah.
There's not many.
But now they CGI.
Well,
they're
CGI.
Good.
Now they're all full, right?
Yeah.
But football. This is one of my favorite weekends in a long time.
And we will definitely get into this later. But you know I actually got to see a live football game.
Was it the best?
It was not the best, but it was one of those. You know, it's like you fought so hard to get somewhere, and you just when you get there, you're just glad you're there. You don't look around and enjoy the moment. You're just like,
so. There are fans in college football, none in NFL right now. And that's
No, they had some at Kansas City had some. So it's just depending on the city and
the city?
All that sort of stuff. Yeah, so it just depends. But in California's still shut down.
Right.
So that's why there's no fans at the Cowboys game. But the Chiefs had it. You know, they really had like 17,000 or so at their stadium.
Okay. And so Dallas Stadium's going to do the same.
I do not know. I haven't checked. I would assume, you know, they're in they're one of the hotter cities in Texas, though, as far as that. I mean, it's Houston, Dallas,
right.
And then El Paso, San Antonio, kind of in that order, as far as the hot spots.
Right.
But they're not that bad.
Well, Houston lost, too, though. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So both our Texas teams lost. I'm not against Dak. I'm actually rooting for him. So hopefully, he does do a little bit better. I'm not mad at him for wanting a lot of money, and hopefully he earns it. So we'll see.
We definitely will. It's been, I'm just glad to watch it. I think I will get used to it, you know, and the Cowboys didn't do anything in the first week to make me not watch them this week, which was exciting. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, and of course our special guest, Brandy Winch from City View Realty. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And definitely, if Wyatt says something that upsets you, please reach out to him on the Facebook.
Just stop it.
At The Home Team 512. You know,
I like good compliments as well, by the way.
Yeah. But that's not what Facebook has turned into. That's not what it's for now.
It's supposed to be visceral?
It's marketing and being mean.
That's
pretty much
all
we use it for now.
Our site's about helping and making people better people. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
Good twist.
Yeah.
Was that believable?
We're just going to move on.
Okay, whatever. All right.
Fairy time is next
segment. Okay.
No, but this is the real estate segment. And of course, we have our special guest, Brandy Winch, who's from City View Realty.
Hello.
Yeah. And so, you know, we'd like to start off, you know, you've been doing this, 15, 16, 20,000 years? How long have you been in the business?
Just shy of 16 years.
So you might stick to it? You might do this?
I think I'll stick to it for a little while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Might be a career choice?
It's working for me.
It's working for you?
If not, I can always, you know, go back to bacon or something.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so.
Can you cook?
I can cook.
So you can do real estate, cook, everything?
Yes.
Wow.
I can't make bread like you, but I mean...
Oh, you've seen some of my posts.
I have.
Hey, all right. Well, I've been looking, and something that definitely caught my eye is, and I think you deserve it, is you're trying to get on the board of directors at Austin Board of Realtors.
That is correct. The race is coming up in 2 days on Monday, the 21st.
Realtors out there, if y'all could, vote for her. She's awesome. You can get on her Facebook, Brandy Winch, and look what she's about. But tell us a little bit more about what you've been doing in the last 16 years.
So I've been a broker 14 of those years. Before the 08-09 happened, I was able to grow my firm to about 300 agents. And then, of course, the market crashed. And so everybody had to get out to survive. And we kind of dwindled down. And over time, we wound up around like 40 agents. And then I think right now we're about 25. So we've been a boutique firm for the last 10 years. And it's worked out well for us. I mean, it's easy to manage for me as a single solo broker, managing, doing everything as a one-woman show. And we're close. We supported one another. And so that's been great. Just treading through real estate for the last 16 years. Right. And it's been wonderful. I'm native Austin, born and raised here. So one of the reasons I got into real estate was to see or show people really what I loved about my native city that kind of started to dwindle as the real estate market, you know, started to increase. And now it's a whirlwind. It's crazy to look at the skyline and see how different it is.
And so you deal with people who are buying, selling, investors, anybody that in the real estate realm, you can help out?
I do. Primarily, my focus is I've always loved first-time home buyers. It's just a great honor for me to get people into the home that don't think that they can purchase a home or have that home ownership attained. But I do. I build on your lots. I specialize in green homes. And one of the things that I'm proud of that I've been a part of the last 3 years is a HEROES program. So,
Heroes program.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for law enforcement, EMT, firefighters, nurses, doctors, teachers. My husband's a teacher. So anyone that's a civil service agent, I give back to them and help them with closing costs and purchasing a home.
So all these people out there, cops, teachers, and all these professionals that are giving back, firefighters, how they get a hold of you if they want to buy or sell?
So you can call me. My direct number is 512-917-3679, or they can go to my website and learn more about me.
What a neat thing.
Cityviewtx.com.
What a neat thing. So you actually give them breaks and discounts.
I do. I give them rebates. They can earn up to 25% on purchasing or selling a home with me.
And then also they get your experience as well. So
correct.
You can find it,
they
right?
get absolutely wonderful customer service.
Just 16 years. That's it, though, right?
Yes, just 16.
That's it? 16? No. So that's a long time here, obviously. And then being an Austin, I'm an Austinite myself. So is Troy. And that's important. A lot of people don't get that there's a lot of different things you have to, it is, because we know what's been growing and where things are. And so that, I think that's also important.
Yes.
But again, one more time, how they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 512-917-3679.
Okay. And I have one more question. What's the importance of the Austin Board of Realtors directors? what is that important to other people who are not realtors out there, but what does that do for us?
So the Austin Board of Realtors is really a central connection for realtors. It's an organization that kind of unifies us and provides the members benefits that help conduct their business. And that's just something as simple as the multiple listing service, which everybody knows, how you market your homes. But it's also education, professional training, and setting standards for realtors, that are members of our organization. I want to be a part of it because I've been a part of the diversity committee the last 3 years, and we've done an annual survey with our members, and we have 14,000 members, and most of them do not get involved with the board. And I was actually one of those for a long time. I think I sat on the sidelines maybe 10 to 11 years of my career before I got involved. I just didn't feel like I was welcomed. It felt like only big box brokers, or you had to know the right people, or it was a good old boys club to kind of be involved.
Right.
But once I got involved, I honestly changed that perspective. But we've learned through our diversity survey that about 34% of our members do not feel that the board is diverse enough. And it's not just a black and white issue. It could be the small mom and pop brokers. Mm-hmm. It could be veterans. If you support the LGBT community, they just feel like it's just not very representative of the community and the people that we serve, as well as the members. And so that's one of the reasons that I'm wanting to run as a female minority small broker. I think I can represent a lot of our members' interests.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that's kind of, as you become more experienced, you become more involved. And so that's kind of what's happened to the board over the years, in my opinion, is that just kind of the bigger brokers, they've just got the more, they've been around, so they've been involved in the board. And they've just kind of, it's like, hey, I ran last time, I'll run again. They go to, people like themselves, bigger brokers and things like that, and said, hey, you need to run for the board. And so it's just kind of over a year evolved into that. I don't think it was ever anything intentional, but it's just, yes, we need, because Austin's a very eclectic city. Yeah. I love that word, by the way.
I do.
It's a big word. Very eclectic city. And the board, and I love a board. I'm not saying anything wrong. Please don't misunderstand. It's just that the board is not very eclectic. It's very dress right dress, big brokers, kind of, things like that are kind of part of it. And so, to add, and it's just more people like yourself just got to get involved.
They do. And, the perspective is changing and the dynamic is changing as far as the leadership and people that are getting involved. But I think that's why it's important to have leaders and serving at the highest level that can emulate, a certain path of how to get involved, whether it's a single serving opportunity or joining a committee, or we even do community outreaches and volunteers with Habitat to Humanity and other local organizations. Yeah. It doesn't have to be something real estate really related as a realtor. It's just representing that industry in that aspect.
Yeah. So ABOR has obviously helped you better your craft a little bit. You're saying extra classes, ethics, things like that. being part of that is helped you as a broker as well?
It has. You know, over time, I mean, things have evolved. And the last year, professionalism and education has been a priority of the board. And I think it's kind of needed. You know, we had a big influx of young realtors come in, or realtors that changed industries. You know, they came from IT or something and they thought, oh, I want to sell real estate. And so they didn't. They kind of jumped in without really understanding how to make that a business and how to professionally work with other realtors. So I think it's important to kind of standardize that, and they're pushing really hard to work and unify us in that aspect.
So you said 14,000 members.
Yeah, it's a little over 14,000.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Realtors. And that's all of Austin. That's all of Austin.
Yeah.
Well, that's not including like Williamson County and what have you.
No, that's just the Austin Board of Realtors. It's not the Williamson County. Right. And then there's
a lot of people think Williamson County and Austin, you know, Georgetown, no. That's all Austin.
Yeah,
that's not
separate.
All Austin. That's separate.
Yeah, very separate.
So 14,000. So that's a lot of people to make sure are doing it correctly.
That's correct.
And that influx happened probably within the last 10 years, right?
Well, you know, before 08-09, I remember we said about 9,000-10,000 realtors. And then it dwindled, I think, down to 5 or 6.
Right.
And so I would say, yeah, in the last 5-6 years is probably where we got up there.
A nice influx. And it's hard to train that many people when you have that big of an influx.
Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of them just, you know, there are some brokers that you know, push training. But, I mean, they have their own training that they push. It's not really a standardized one across the board.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the greatest thing and the most challenging thing for realtors in general is that it's so entrepreneurial that you're kind of left on your own. You know, it's you either join a company that's going to teach you or you try to figure it out yourself. You know, and the nice thing about that is sometimes when people are trying to figure things out themselves, they figure out things that you've never thought of before, and it really innovates the industry.
Sure.
You know, but most people don't think that way, and most people just kind of get caught in the wash, I guess is the best way to say it. And they just don't have a successful career because there's not a standardized training to get them, everyone off launched in the same, you know, on the same footing, I
sure.
guess. You know.
Well, and also part of anything is networking. And yeah. like she said, is communicating with your peers and how to negotiate, you know, correctly and not make everyone mad around you to where they don't want to work with you so that your clients aren't actually going to have people who want to help or negotiate. There's a science to it, and there's a way to do that.
Well, and it's also about sharing information. I mean, recently, right. Just networking and you know, our peers, like one of the biggest issues we have, obviously, is affordable housing and housing in general. But,
oh, sure. Yeah.
But now we're starting to see strain in the new construction world.
That's it.
With shortages of lumber and trades. And so some builders are halting, you know, writing contracts.
Yep.
And, you know, being able to share which builders, hey, be cautious that your, you know, build time might be a year versus 6-7 months. It's good to share that information amongst one another.
And also protect them through that process because there is a contract that goes with the new builder.
Oh, absolutely.
And to protect them that, you know, you don't actually have to accept that.
Yes, exactly.
You can negotiate on this portion.
Oh, absolutely. Everything's right. negotiable.
Always, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, and that's another thing. Someone moving into the industry, they, in my opinion, they'd want to work for someone like you. You know, because you would help them, teach them, train them, things like that. Because, you know, one, I like the boutique style, you know, as you called it, you know, because you have someone, you know, when you get washed in one of the bigger companies, you kind of get, you're just a number,
yeah.
you know, and they have standardized training and things like that. And I'm not a standardized learner type guy. You know, they didn't have, you get to stand up in school or chew gum in school like when I was growing up. And so I ended up in the principal's office all the time because I just couldn't sit still. You know, and now all of a sudden they realize that's not a learning
that
problem.
That does not surprise me. I'm over here looking going, you're not telling me anything I didn't guess already. Yeah.
It's not a learning problem. It's just a hyperactivity problem.
Sure.
And so, you know, the teachers were trying to make me submit and it just didn't work. And so I fought against it. And so, you know, working with someone like you where you can spend more time and you can help
hands
them
on,
individually is very important, you know. So if you're wanting to get into the industry, I would definitely reach out to Brandy.
What's your phone number one more time?
It's 512-917-3679.
And that's cityviewtx.com?
That is the website.
If you are wanting to have someone who is going to be fighting for your side on the real estate side, Brandy Winch is your choice for Austin Board of Realtors Director. If not, if you want to buy or sell a home, please reach out to her.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and White. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The news cycle changes often. Turn us on throughout the day to keep up.
They keep me connected.
You're on Austin's Talk 1370, The Right Choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And of course, we have our special guest star, Brandi Wench from City View Realty.
Hey there.
How are you? You know, and so this is my favorite section. You know, Wyatt, we always talk about this. It's money.
Money.
You know, and
how to make it, how to save it.
It's everything.
What do you need to do to buy a house?
Yeah, you know, and I just don't think people understand money. You know, most people use money as a recovery mechanism. You know, it's like, I feel bad, let me go buy something.
Or celebration, right?
You know, you know, but you always hear, oh, it's a tough day, let's go buy a drink. You know, they want to go spend money, you know.
Right. I only have $800, rent is $1,000, we'll just go and eat anyway, because I can't pay my rent anyway, right?
And
back in college, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's like, hey, I got to go buy groceries at, you know, my gas station because that's the only credit card that I have that works, you know, things like that.
Right.
You know? And so I just don't think people understand it. And I always wanted to help people. And, you know, I've helped people along the way. I've used Dave Ramsey's method, you know, that I'm a firm believer in that and stuff like that. And I'm, you know, most people just need someone over their shoulder every week, pinching them, saying, hey, don't do that. Hey, do this. Don't do, you know, they just need someone to help guide them. And I've helped a lot of people, but you know, one of the things that everybody should know, and they just don't, is they should understand how much money they bring in and how much money they spend.
Budget.
Yeah. You know, and people just don't. You'd be surprised. I mean, I've given out budget sheets to hundreds of people, and I can't think of one that didn't say, hey, I don't know how to fill this out. And I'm like, it's just how much you spend.
Or sometimes they don't want to fill it out because, you know, when you're treading water and you're trying to, you know, pay check from check, you don't want to look at your budget. Yep. You're like, that'll depress me more.
Yeah.
And then in fact, it won't. It'll actually show you where you do some savings, which we've talked about on the show quite a bit.
Yeah. There's the, you know, the 20 simple things we, you know, on average, what was it, about $1,300 a month you can save if you did all of those?
Oh, more than that.
Yeah. I mean, and that was just being very conservative. You know, just stuff like that, you know, but most people don't understand how much they bring, you know, like, oh, I make, you know, $60,000 a year. Well, do you have a 401k? Do you have your taxes? How much do you bring home every month? You know, what is your net? Because that's what you can spend, because everything else that's taken out of your check, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, and And they don't understand things like they can adjust how much their take home is by adjusting their number of dependents and things like that.
Like sell one of them off?
Or no, no.
Just totally get no. Is that what you're saying? Is it take account of kids and if you get rid of one,
you can
actually afford that house? Is that what you were saying?
Yep. Somebody asked if Benji was adopted and I said, not yet. I'm working
he's
on him.
Working on it.
No.
We got to fatten him up a little bit. Yeah, get some more money for him.
So if you have four dependents and you claim on your taxes and your paycheck, they take less money out per month. So you can have more per month, things like that. But so some people like to save and get a bunch of money at the end. Some people like to just kind of break it out to where their tax return is zero, so there's lots of options and things like that. And to get into the specifics of that, please reach out to me because that's not a conversation we can really have on the radio. There's just too many variables in it.
Right.
And that's just 855-299-HOME. Just reach out and we can have that conversation. But that's where it needs to start. Got to start. Everybody needs to understand what they bring in.
And it's something like, Brandon was saying earlier is that she likes to help new home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to, let them know that, you actually can own a home. So you go through that process with them quite a bit.
I do. Minimal. I think it's the lender's job to kind of talk to them more on the financial side.
Sure.
But I have enough knowledge to guide them in that about.
Brought a tear to my eye.
A general perspective on what they can afford.
But give them the confidence to do it. You have enough to say, hey, don't worry about your credit right now. There's programs out there that can help you out with that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, down payment assistance programs, grants, for help with down payment if they need it. But again, they need to have the budget to be able to afford it. You don't want to be house poor when you buy a home.
Right.
You want to be able to enjoy it.
Oh, right.
But having that conversation of, what reasonably is affordable for them and set expectations too. I mean, of course, everybody would love to have a $500,000 home, but if you can only afford a $220,000 home,
But yet want to travel and actually afford the meat to put on the barbecue pit in the backyard.
Yes, and have people over. So,
right.
But I think that's also what's great to have, a collaboration with a good lender to have that communication and teamwork to educate them with.
But do you find that oftentimes when you're talking to these people, more oftentimes they can buy a house. They just didn't think they could.
Absolutely. A lot of them didn't know that, the cost of rent is going up in Austin and it's gone up substantially for the last 4 or 5 years.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And so for what people are paying in rent, you can definitely get a home a lot more affordable and build equity, instant equity. I mean, a lot of people are building, especially with new construction. I mean, the time they contract from the time they close, I'm seeing, 20, 30, 40,000, sometimes 50,000 in equity instantly.
Instantly.
Yeah.
But, and we're talking, that's a lot what we talk about on the show is, real estate is a good investment.
Yeah. Well, the circle of wealth that we talk about, the first cog in that wheel is a home. The first thing you need to do is get a home. I don't care if you have to use DPA and pay a higher interest rate. You need to start that appreciation clock, plain and simple.
You've always said that.
Because like I said, I had a friend of mine who's rented from me for 10 years. I've paid the house off. Well, the renter has paid the house off. So someone has paid. Now I have a home free and clear because of someone else. And so that is why you should not, be renting a home.
You have to pay rent or mortgage to live, and that's just a normal cost no matter what. Might as well be putting that into a bank that comes back money in your pocket when you sell it.
Absolutely. The cost of living is part of rent, a housing expense, shelter is a need. And so therefore that expense is something that you're going to have to spend. So why not spend it on something that gives you the opportunity to generate an appreciation, whereas renting doesn't. 2008, every home in Texas is worth considerably more than it was worth in 2008. Now, 2009, 10, 11, it wasn't, the values fell. But you just hold on to that house for 4 years. 2012, the values started coming back completely. By 2016, every house was no longer underwater. There wasn't really any houses underwater by 2016. And by 2020, they're all 30, 40% more than they were in 2010, easily. And so that's why you buy a house.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the first thing is, purchasing a home. Saving money, things like that. There's refinances where you can change that. I've had some friends do that because they can kind of reset because their rates are very, very, very low right now. And they don't want to move. They're in a house, so they've captured the appreciation from their home and things like that. So there's lots of options available to you to make big savings. I think most, I really fine tune on the little things like, hey, make your, utility bill at 75 instead of 73, things like that. I talk to people about that because that's, 20, 30, 40 bucks a month. You do that, 10 times over, that's a car payment.
Make your coffee at home.
Make your coffee at home.
Don't pay $8 a cup every morning. It does taste good, but you make it just as good at home. And that one's a surprise because it ends up being like $2,500 a year. That's when you a vacation.
When you break down coffee.
You can buy a $20 frother.
That's
at
what
home.
I'm saying. Yeah. That's, you know, I mean, that's a vacation. You're like, I couldn't go to vacation this year. It's because you had coffee.
You know, you drive, you know, $7 coffee 5 days a week.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $35 times 52 weeks. I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's vacation.
Yes. Yeah.
If you want to take the kids on vacation.
In 2020, that's a really nice vacation.
Yeah. Right?
You know, and yeah.
Well, right now,
part of your down payment.
Absolutely.
And even more so, more important is the down payment to your house.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the difficult part about it is that we see so many things on TV and through media and stuff like that. So we feel this need to purchase things. You know, it's like, oh, did you see what so-and-so, the car so-and-so got, or that? Or even the house. You know, sometimes we'll overbuy houses because all our friends bought really nice houses. So we'll go buy a really nice house. Instead of, we could have bought one that was more affordable and things like that that worked just as well. But so, you know, you've got to have the discipline to prevent yourself from falling into the keeping up with the Joneses. I think that is the biggest hurdle that America faces.
And rewind back to what you said at the very beginning of this is that budget. You have to start with a budget. Mm-hmm. And these things I'm learning from you, Troy. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Start with the income.
Growing up over here.
And now, work on the expenses. So
budget, right? Mm-hmm. But then you have to have a goal.
Yeah.
What is your goal? If you don't have a goal, then you don't know what you're saving for. You're not going to save.
Yeah, absolutely. I am. I don't know about you. You know, I'm assuming you seem like a very type A driven type lady. So I'm assuming you're goal driven like I am.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and that's, I mean, I have the vision boards. I do all of that sort of stuff.
I don't go to that
career and what have you, that's a whole set of different goals, right? Yeah. I mean, but saving money is a different type of goal. And why are you saving it, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So
mine was, you know, I'm saving it to buy lottery tickets because one day I'm going to hit it.
Yeah. I don't think you even have to save. They're like, aren't they like a dollar?
$2. $2.
I don't know.
$2. I'm getting close. I'm getting close.
Sorry, you know, you can't win the lotto if you don't play.
That's just right.
I'm never going to win.
Yeah, y'all laugh when I win it. Okay. I'm playing. No, but honestly, you know, all this advice that you've been, I've put in place. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some of it I know, but like you said, someone over your shoulder reminding you.
Yeah, and that's the hardest part. In every aspect, you know, there's life coaches, you know, and so, you know, you have a friend that is better at money than you are. Everyone has a friend.
Sure.
That can be your coach. You know, if you know, you don't have to pay someone, you know what I'm saying? You can have a buddy because people in general like to help people.
Well, more so is if you have a goal, you can actually reverse engineer where you're messing up to be able to achieve it with the income that you have currently.
Correct.
And that's the thing is the hope out there is that you are making enough. You just have to make a couple changes out there.
Well, yeah. And, you know, it's like in real estate. There's like, hey, I don't want to buy this house and I want to save more money. How many times have you seen that work out for someone?
It doesn't. The prices go up.
The prices go up. They don't save the money, things like that, you know. So because most people don't set that goal. Like, okay, so, hey, in 6 months, I'm going to have X in the savings account and I'm going to buy a house. You know, if somebody says that, they're buying a house. But nobody says that. They don't understand how to set goals.
Right. So you need somebody over your head is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
not necessarily, but listening and doing things like this and getting, you know, listening to Dave Ramsey and kind of getting into fixing your budget a little bit is a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and life is about learning and moving forward. And so, you know, reading, listening now, Audible, because I'm a terrible reader. I am.
Are you?
I'm terrible. I'm very slow at it. I can read a whole page and then go, what did I just read?
ADD. Yeah.
You know, oh yeah, I'm just
butterfly.
Yeah. And you know, so now with the Audibles and stuff like that, I can listen to it in the truck over and over again and it just kind of happens.
Right.
So there's whatever you want to achieve, don't let someone tell you can't achieve it. You can.
If you want it, you can do it.
That's right. You know, and I think that's the biggest problem. Another big problem is that people are always told that they can't do something. You know, that's been the biggest motivator for me my whole life is when somebody tells me I can't.
And the worst is when you're saying it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Don't listen to yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. But you have been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. And, of course, our special guest, Brandy Winch from City View Realty. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And we'll see you in just a minute.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And Wyatt, there's one other place they can reach out to us.
The Facebook.
That's right, on The Home Team 512 on The Facebook. You know, that's Wyatt's most favorite form of communication, y'all. So definitely give him a shout out. But hey, this is the fun section, you know. And of course, we have Brandy Winch with City View Realty here today. You can reach out to her at cityviewtx.com. And, you know, this is the fun time. This is, we get to talk about
this side of the year that everyone is supposed to be excited, right? It's dub season, it's football season. Hunting season's right around the corner. It's starting to get a little cooler outside. People, you know, are going to be around fires, hopefully. And then there was college football.
That's right. We've been talking about this for months, and everybody said, what are you going to do if they don't have it? And I said, I am going of the mindset that they're having it until they tell me they're not. And so
we had hired some psychologists just to help him out, just in case. There was going to be some fallout.
Very concerned. And
no, there were some tears in his eyes at a certain point.
I got some tickets. Yeah. So now, granted, I can see I-35 from my seats. They're so high, and I can barely see the ball in the air, but
I was still there.
Yeah, and the best part was, you know, Rhett's first game, my four-year-old, his very first college football game, and it's perfect because the crowd wasn't big and all that sort of stuff. But climbing up those stairs, he was holding on to those handrails like he was about to fall off the upper deck.
They're pretty steep, aren't they?
He was just holding on, you know, it was great. But he loved it. It went well.
But it was also your older son went with you as well.
That's right. But then a great football game kicked off. I mean, and it was on like Donkey Kong from the first snap.
Well, everybody gives it a hard time because it's just UTEP, right? But you know what? They looked solid. I mean, they looked well oiled. The routes were run correctly. Defense looked awesome. Great first game.
You know, that's the first time they've routed the team they're supposed to route on opening weekend since Mack Brown was here. So I don't care who they played.
They beat
the team they were supposed to beat the way they were supposed to beat them, and they haven't done that in a decade.
Right.
So that was an excellent start. I mean, Sam Ellinger threw 430 yards, 426, maybe exactly, and 5 touchdowns in the first half.
It was crazy.
Half.
That means they had to turn it down.
And there were 3 throws that he hit, and I'm not even going to talk about, you know, one of my boys, you know, Mr. Eagles. Like I said, I'm not going to talk about him, but he was not involved in the game, and he hit him in the hands twice. One of them, he'd have had another 70-yard touchdown if he had just put 2 hands out instead of 1. You know, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So the team looked great. Defense looked good. There wasn't a bunch of missed tackling. The tackles that were missed were just, in my opinion, game one kind of angles and things like that, not because they were doing silly stuff.
Sure.
I mean, it all looked good. I mean, this team looked like the way you want it to look.
No, I was excited watching it. Obviously, I started doing other things. So it was such a blowout. I came back. I did. I watched it in its entirety. But I was just in awe. It was actually, there was football on. Period.
Yeah, I was very excited. It was a great deal. Everything looked good. You know, the University of Texas, you know, we've talked about how they've done everything. You know, there wasn't a moment that I felt crowded or anything like that. So, you know, they could probably have packed in another couple thousand fans in the whole stadium, you know, and still had the same feel. But, you know, they skirted a very fine line between just enough and too many. And it all worked well. There was hand sanitizer everywhere. So
concessions
were there. They had the 6-foot mark off, you know, which was very weird because, you know, I'm usually when there's, you can't even walk around. Now you just walk right through the middle of the line.
Kind of nice, right? Yeah. And afterwards you got to use the restroom when you wanted to.
It was really nice.
No long lines for the restroom?
Yeah. Nope, none. You know, like I said, I hadn't been up I hadn't been in the upper deck in, like almost two decades. So there's escalators now. There wasn't the last time I went up there.
There was escalators.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so up and down, you know, and yeah, like I said, it was very, very good. They did a great job.
What about tailgating, you know, walking in?
There isn't any.
So you didn't see me. I was hitting really well, yeah, wasn't I?
Yes. If you were rioting with your smoker, you did a good job of not being caught.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I was out the range.
But yeah. So, you know, that was the hardest part, is trying to figure out the timing, because, you know, I've been doing this for so long. I know what time I have to leave the house to get to my parking spot. Not now. I mean, I have to like an hour and a half later than normal, and I got to the game like an hour earlier than normal.
Really?
So, oh, yeah.
So those parking was real easy?
Yeah. And it was a great moment, because we had it,
right?
You know,
we needed it.
You know, it could be better. I mean, Kansas State, did you see them? They were at max capacity. Apparently Kansas doesn't know that there's a COVID.
They didn't get the memo. They didn't get the memo. That's a Big 12, huh?
Yeah, well, that was K-State. They just do whatever they want. And yeah, but you know,
or maybe it was a CGI. We don't know.
We don't know.
Now we got to guess, don't we? Maybe those weren't fans at all.
They're going to be looking at the TV.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to watch. Yeah. So did you watch the game, Brandy?
I watched a little bit of it, but I was like you. Once it started to get, you know, kind of stretch the score a little bit, kind of bowed out. I mean, I kind of take the perspective, I think when it starts to get like that, you should put your second and third strings in and give them a little bit of playing time.
And that's what I knew that was going to happen. So I went and dove hunted in the evening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, Sam played
and listened to it on the radio.
One drive in the third quarter, and that was it. Never saw the field again. And it was second and third stringers all the whole second half. It was 45-3 at halftime.
Well, so the thing is now we want to see some competition, right?
Right.
So SEC is starting.
They're off in a couple of weeks.
But also Big Ten's coming back into it.
I know.
So we're gonna have a championship without an asterisk by it.
Yeah. Well, are we? Or are we not? You know, we don't know. The Big Ten, because they've decided so late, they're gonna have to really compress their schedule. They're only playing 8 games instead of 10, which is different than the rest.
Sure.
But also because it's such a short period, and they have some pretty stout rules, like number of positive rates and, you know, number of quarantine days and things like that, are much more strict than the rest of the country. So the probability of every team in the Big Ten
completing
all 8 games is pretty low. And so they may have an asterisk there. And so what happens if they only make 6 games?
They go
6-0 and they win the Big Ten, because they went 6-0 in the Big Ten, but they played all 5 of their games were against, you know, 5 of the 6 games were against the bottom of the Big Ten.
Right.
Are you going to put them over a 9-1 Big 12, 9-1 ACC? Are you?
No.
I mean, those are the, yeah. So it looks,
there's a lot going on.
Yeah. So this is far from settled, but
it's going to be the craziest year of actual sports debates.
Yep.
You know, who gets the Heisman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? And if you only played 5, if you only played 6 games, how are you going to be compared to someone?
Because how are you the Heisman winner?
Yeah. Because Ohio State, their quarterback is a very, very, very good quarterback who
high candidate for it.
Yeah. He's definitely on the watch list. You know, it's Sam's trophy to lose at this point, though.
You think so?
Well, of course I do. I'm Troy. I love the Longhorns.
They're going to win the championship this year, huh?
Yeah, they win the championship.
They're
going to
win the Super Bowls. Weirdly enough, there's going to be a cross transfer. They win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, no, it's going to be exciting. And I don't know who all of the contenders are for the Heisman, but we'll see. Well, you know, it's going to be a very weird year, but it's fun.
The cool thing is and Brandy, you know, is getting together some people, small, socially distanced groups.
Sure.
Yeah, just saying. And having barbecue in the backyard and watching games. This is my favorite time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all do that at your house?
We do. I love the weather when it starts to cool. I mean, in Texas, it doesn't really cool until November.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have summer in February, y'all.
Yeah. So. This is true.
And that's why you have fans.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's why you're barbecuing outside.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that and the smoke.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's all kinds of things. But there's football. And so, you know, Longhorns did good. Some of the other teams out there, you know.
Oklahoma looked really good, too.
Looked really good.
That redshirted freshman quarterback that everybody from Oklahoma thinks should be in the Heisman, he looked really good.
He looked really good, yeah.
I mean, and I don't know if we're allowed to say this, you know, but, you know, I'm not a big fan of Oklahoma, you know, because they don't, you know, they're the opposite of blowing.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
You know, so, but their quarterback looked really good.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Better than ours?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But that's a game I'm excited about. And again, don't know how that's going to be because right now we're not even sure if Dallas is going to let any fans in. And, you know, the university has already said if they do, it's going to be at about 25,000 total. So that means that Texas is going to get about 12,000 seats for the whole stadium.
Wow.
Yeah. And so.
So you may or may not go.
Yeah.
We have another whole thing to talk about now.
Yeah, that's a whole nother ticket. Yeah. It's a whole nother list.
Well, we'll see. We thought that it was going to be some sloppy football.
Yeah.
Or we were expecting sloppy football because they hadn't been able to practice as much, and I didn't see that.
I saw it more in the NFL than I saw it in – Now, let me rephrase it. The good teams in college. You know, Oklahoma looked really good. You know, North Carolina looked really good. You know what I'm saying? The good teams. Some of the bad teams. Because Iowa State did not look good. You know, Kansas State did not look good.
But at the same time, you have to think about, you say bad teams. We also had some newer teams like, you know, Texas, for instance, with a new defensive coordinator and what have you that didn't have much time to work with his kids, still look good.
Yeah, no, the University of Texas looked excellent. As far as with everything that's going on, I don't think they could have looked any better.
All right, you know, prediction. Prediction, how many games they win, how many they lose?
I have to go 10-0.
You think 10-0?
I have to go 10-0. And you know,
they're getting Oklahoma, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so. Okay. I really do. Because, you know, it's a young quarterback.
They're fired up.
What, you know, but there's no fan. I mean, it's different. That first year in that deal where the stadium split, you know, and you roll over the 50 and all of a sudden now everybody hates you, you know.
And the reason why he's doing this is because they don't have to play LSU or Ohio State this year.
Yeah, nobody does. Yeah. You know, so we'll see. I mean, the way it looks, if they can fight through the craziness that is, you know, the corona,
right,
then they should basically beat Oklahoma one or two times. It just depends on how the season rolls out.
I actually have to agree.
That's the only, from watching, there's no one else stands a chance from a talent level.
Right.
And the prediction, and as far as the skill set, so the focus is the only question. And it's going to be hard to focus all year because right now they're worried, are they even going to get to play this weekend because, right, you know, they just got a Q-tip stuck up their nose and they're waiting for the results. You know, that's tough.
Right.
That's tough to overcome over and over and over again.
Sure. Yeah. I have never had to do that.
Well, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt and, of course, our special guest, Brindy Winch from City View Realty. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to Wyatt on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512. And we'll see you next week. Hook 'em horns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.